Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into the story behind a voice you've probably heard quite a bit lately, Benson Boone.
Yeah, he's definitely making waves.
Totally. He's got this like really emotionally charged sound, you know, a mix of pop, some indie vibes. And what we're trying to figure out today is how his background, specifically growing up in the Mormon faith, has maybe shaped his path as an artist.
Exactly. We've been looking at this piece from Christian Culture News, and it gives some, well, some pretty interesting angles on how Benson Boone's early life, the values he grew up with, might have influenced both him personally and the music he's putting out there.
Right. It's fascinating stuff.
It really is, how those threads kind of weave together.
And for anyone who maybe isn't super familiar, Benson Boone first popped up on talent shows, but he's really carved out his own space since then. His sound just connects emotionally.
Definitely. He's got that vulnerability.
Yeah. So the big question we're tackling, the mission for this deep dive is, how exactly has his Mormon upbringing shaped him as a celebrity and influenced his music? And like you said, we're mainly drawing from that Christian Culture News article.
Right. And to really get a handle on Benson Boone's journey, I think we first need to understand a bit about Mormonism itself.
Good point. Lay it out for us.
Okay. So officially, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or LDS Church, founded by Joseph Smith back in 1830.
Okay.
And the core belief is really centered on Jesus Christ. But they also see Joseph Smith as a prophet who restored what they believe is the original church Christ established.
Gotcha. So there's the Bible, but also the Book of Mormon. I've heard of that.
Exactly. That's a big part of it. They see the Book of Mormon as another testament of Jesus Christ, scripture alongside the Bible. It tells the story of ancient peoples in the Americas.
Interesting.
And another key thing is this idea of continuing revelation, meaning they believe God still speaks to humanity today through modern prophets. So divine guidance isn't just, you know, locked in ancient texts.
Huh. So it's like ongoing communication.
Kind of, yeah. Like a company that has its founding principles, but also gets current direction from its leadership. That's maybe one way to think about it.
Okay, that helps. And what about day-to-day beliefs, practices?
Well, core doctrines are things like the divinity of Jesus, the importance of faith, repentance, baptism for forgiveness of sins. Very central.
Standard Christian tenets there, mostly.
Many overlaps, yes. Practice-wise, regular church attendance is big. Weekly worship services are really central to the community. And there's a huge emphasis on community engagement. Family values are paramount.
Right. And I've heard about the word of wisdom. What's that about?
Yes. The word wisdom. It's basically a health code. It advises against things like alcohol, tobacco, coffee, tea, and illegal drugs.
Okay. So a focus on healthy living.
Very much so. And that might, you know, subtly influence the kind of image or messages in artist projects, maybe differently than some others in pop music.
Could be.
And beyond that, the culture is just known for this strong sense of community support. Like, members really look out for each other. Lots of charitable work, too. And a big emphasis on education and being self-reliant.
Sounds like a really tight-knit, principled environment. The article mentioned missionary work, too.
Oh, yeah. That's significant. Many young members, men and women, spend 18 months to 2 years serving missions, sharing their faith around the world.
Right. I've seen them.
It's a big reason the church has grown globally. So, yeah, that's kind of the backdrop, the world Benson Boone grew up in.
Okay, that context is super helpful. So digging into his childhood, the article really paints a picture of him being, like, completely immersed in this world.
Yeah, a devout Mormon household, steeped in the faith, the community values we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And his parents seem central to that. Well, the article really emphasizes their role in teaching him and his siblings the Mormon beliefs. Things like regular family prayer, reading scriptures together, going to church consistently. It was just part of their routine.
Sounds very structured.
It does. And it apparently created this really close family dynamic, you know, where talking about values and faith was just normal. Seems like that really gave him a strong moral compass early on.
But I wonder, growing up like that, were there challenges, especially as he got older, started figuring out his own thing?
That's a great point. The article does kind of hint at that potential tension, you know, balancing those youthful ambitions, maybe wanting to explore music with the more traditional expectations sometimes found in a strong faith community.
Right, like the pull towards individual expression versus community norms.
Exactly. Maybe some pressure to conform, especially if his interests, like music, started to diverge a bit from the expected path, that kind of internal negotiation. You can also hear echoes of that emotional depth in his songs, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe that's where some of it comes from, that classic teenage struggle, right? wanting to fit in, but also wanting to be yourself.
Totally. But the takeaway from the article seems to be that even with those potential hurdles, this upbringing gave him a pretty unique viewpoint.
Yeah.
And a solid ethical foundation to stand on.
A kind of anchor.
Precisely. Someone to hold on to later.
So let's get more specific. How did this faith actually impact his, like, development? The article suggests a link between the values taught and his work ethic.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about how values like honesty, responsibility, core Mormon teachings might translate into something like dedication to your craft.
Like discipline.
Exactly. The structured environment of church life with activities, responsibilities, service, mm-hmm. that could definitely instill a sense of discipline and commitment from early on. You learn to show up, do your part.
And the social side, too. The article mentions friendships within the church.
Yeah, that sense of belonging is huge. Growing up with peers who share similar values.
Yeah.
That builds strong bonds. And it might influence how he collaborates now, you know. Learning teamwork, mutual support early on, that's valuable in music.
Makes sense. And it wasn't just Sunday service, was it? What about youth programs?
Right. The article touches on those. The LDS Church has pretty robust youth programs. They focus on leadership skills, community service, building empathy, resilience.
Practical life skills, really.
Totally. Getting involved in that stuff gives you real experience, taking responsibility, working with others, contributing. Those qualities definitely carry over into adult life, personal and professional.
So it seems like those underlying principles, things like perseverance, integrity, they got baked in pretty early, helping him through the teen years and maybe giving him the confidence to go after music.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Having that strong moral compass, those core values, it acts like a guide when you start navigating more complex parts of life, like pursuing a less conventional path.
Okay, so speaking of those teen years, the article paints adolescence as this time of self-discovery, obviously, but for him, it's all tangled up with his Mormon upbringing. It sounds like some friction was inevitable.
Well, yeah, it's pretty common, right? Adolescence is when you start questioning things, trying to figure out who you are separate from your family or community.
That push for independence.
Exactly. And if you're in a faith that emphasizes community, service, specific values, that natural teenage drive for self-expression, maybe through something like music, could definitely create some tension, internally, perhaps externally too.
It's that pull between the we and the me. And music, it seems, became his main way to explore that me, even if it wasn't the most traditional path in his community.
That's what it sounds like. Music gave him a space, an outlet to voice feelings or ideas that maybe didn't fit the standard mold, a really key tool for self-discovery as he was growing up.
And the article mentions societal pressures possibly clashing with his faith values, too.
Yeah, it hints at that possibility. Navigating the broader culture while holding on to specific religious beliefs. That adds another layer to finding your place. It's a struggle many religious teens face, trying to reconcile those different worlds.
So when he finally decided, okay, music is what I'm doing, the article calls it a leap of faith. That really stands out.
It does, doesn't it?
Right.
It really highlights the jump it must have felt like, leaving a more predictable path, especially in a community that might value stability, for the very unpredictable music industry. That takes guts.
Definitely.
And the article notes his passion for music wasn't new. It had been this deep personal thing for him for a while, like a calling almost.
So there must have been some serious soul searching, weighing his dreams against his upbringing.
Oh, absolutely. You have to imagine that internal dialogue. It's not just about talent. It's about squaring your ambitions with the world you come from, the values you hold.
And how did people around him react?
The article suggests it was mixed. You know, some concern, probably well-meaning, but also encouragement from others. Pretty typical when someone takes a less traveled road.
Yeah, that blend of worry and hope. And for Benson, it seems music was the way he could express parts of himself that maybe didn't fit neatly elsewhere. It led to growth.
Exactly. It wasn't just about making songs. It was about finding his own voice, his authentic self, within the context of where he came from. A journey of discovery.
And that leap definitely seems to have worked out. The article points to American Idol as that first big moment, right? Getting on national TV.
Yeah, that exposure was huge. Idol put him in front of millions, gave his voice that big platform. It was the launch pad.
A massive boost.
For sure. And thinking about his background, that emphasis on community.
Yeah.
You wonder if that influenced how he handled the pressure, interacted with others on the show.
Interesting thought. But it wasn't just Idol, was it? The article really highlights his use of social media afterward. TikTok, Instagram.
Oh, absolutely crucial today. He was smart about it. Used platforms like TikTok to get his music out there directly, connect with fans globally. No waiting for gatekeepers.
That direct line.
Yeah, and his authenticity really shone through online. His performances, sharing bits of his story. It created this strong emotional connection. People felt like they knew him.
And the music itself, the article says the themes often touch on his background, his values. That mix of vulnerability and strength we talked about.
Totally. You hear it in the lyrics sometimes, even subtly. Mm. Maybe themes of perseverance, yeah. Finding your way, grappling with things.
Right.
It resonates because it feels real.
That authenticity seems to be the key. It gives listeners a window into his journey, his values. It feels genuine.
Exactly. That connection is powerful.
Now, being famous, that must be tough. Trying to stay true to your faith, your values, with all the pressures of celebrity life. The article mentions this.
Yeah, it's a whole different world. Fame brings unique challenges, temptations. But the article suggests Benson makes a conscious effort to, like, hold on to his beliefs.
Yeah.
To prioritize integrity over external pressures.
Staying grounded.
Trying to, yeah. The foundation he got growing up seems important here.
And it sounds like he feels a sense of responsibility knowing he has this platform, especially with younger fans.
Yeah, the article really emphasizes that. He seems aware of his influence and wants to use it positively, share messages that align with his values, encourage kids, maybe.
That's commendable.
It is.
And it's not just about public messages, right? The article says he stays connected to his roots.
Apparently so. Maintaining ties with his community, his heritage, that helps keep him grounded, reminds him of who he is, what's important outside the spotlight.
Makes sense.
So the picture the article paints is one of dedication to authenticity, really. A constant effort to live up to those values he holds dear, even in the crazy world of fame.
So wrapping this up. As we finish this deep dive on Benson Boone, the main thing for you, our listener, to maybe take away is just how much someone's upbringing, in his case, the Mormon faith, can really shape everything.
Yeah, their art, their personal values, how they handle success, challenges, it's all interconnected.
Definitely.
And it leaves you wondering, right, how will those specific values, that community focus from his background, continue to influence his music, his public image, as his career keeps growing?
That's the lingering question.
And maybe that belief in continuing revelation we talked about,
mm-hmm.
perhaps that fosters a kind of adaptability in him, a trust in personal inspiration, which is huge for an artist.
That's a really interesting angle, trusting your own creative compass.
Could be. It'll be fascinating to watch how he continues to blend his cultural roots with the universal themes in his music. He seems poised to connect with a lot of different people while staying true to his story.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.